Aircheckdownloads.com.
Where's Graham Dean gone? Has he gone home? He's gone home for the weekend and he's back with you on Monday morning at 7:30 from his warm home in North London. Good morning, I'm David Lloyd. This is Boom. Try to see it my way. Sheena Easton, Modern Girl. It's weird how even the word modern is old-fashioned these days. In 1970, the Dutch Rhythm Steel Orchestra was doing pretty well, but as their success grew around Europe and beyond, it was felt that the name maybe didn't quite fit because they were banging saucepans and old oil drums, and they became the Trinidad Oil Company. It really is one of my bucket list things to play the steel drums. Such a wonderful, uplifting sound. The Trinidad Oil Company and the Calendar Song. Now, yesterday, Alison Vickers got in touch from Folkestone about the phrase, Charlie's dead, which is your petticoat or underskirt showing. And I'm pretty sure Judy Spires talked about this a few months ago. Anyway, Alison said that was as a result of an incident on on Southeast Today. Anyway, Gillian Stone from Arnold says she recognised the phrase, as did Jean Tipler in London. On the other hand, Anne Rustin Dunstable said in Glasgow, for the same thing, they used to say, it's raining in Paris. And Mike Lisson, Mike Coop in Tibshelf and Hattie in Malden said the phrase they know is, it's snowing down south. You were the one. Keith Urban featuring Michael McDonald. Now, tomorrow sees the Round the Island race around the Isle of Wight, which has been going about 90 years now. 10,000 sailors, 1,200 boats. It's the largest yacht race in the world. And you'll be setting off tomorrow morning from Yarmouth past the Needles Lighthouse there, along the southwest corner of the island, as you'll know if you're taking part, towards St. Catherine's Point.
Hello, this is Claire Teal.
It's OMD from Boom and Forever Live and Die. Before that, it was Adam Faith. Right, mischief making now. I remember last time we played this next song, got a very indignant email from a chap saying, why on earth are you playing that version? Cat Stevens' version is so much better. And we went back and we said, well, actually, this person recorded the song before Cat Stevens did, even though he wrote it. And he wrote it for her. So, you know, she's thoroughly entitled to sing it.
Aircheckdownloads.com.